This is Terry speaking.
You selling a yogurt machine?
Yes, I do, sir. I have two yogurt machines.
Well, tell me about them.
I have two practically brand new machines. They're 2 7-8.
Now, you say practically brand new.
I say that because we have them, but we really didn't use them.
Now, you say you really didn't use them.
Okay, let me go ahead and finish the story about what
now, give me the straight deal here.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
We opened up a TCBY January 31st of 1999.
TCBY?
We installed 2 7-94 Taylor yoga machines.
Uh-huh.
The TCBY concept inside of Southland Mall, I don't know if you're familiar with the Southland Mall, but we don't...
Now, that mall's seen better days.
Right, you're right.
I don't even let my kids go over there.
Right, okay. Are you outside of Memphis?
I'm right here in Memphis, but I'm going to buy this for my kids.
Okay.
And let me tell you a little bit about what I plan on doing with this thing.
Okay.
You know the new product by Yoplait, the yogurt company? Have you heard of this new thing aimed at adolescents called Go-Gurt with the catchphrase, Glurp a Go-Gurt?
I hadn't heard of that yet.
You haven't heard about this? Well, it's big. It's really big right now.
Okay.
So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to get this machine for the kids so they can have all the goddamn yogurt they want.
Right.
And then I'm going to make my own Go-Gurt type deals, but do them myself. My name is Blaine Washington. I'm going to call it Blow-Gurt and just push it around town. See if
right.
it can... Because they got a copyright on Go-Gurt, but they don't got Blow-Gurt.
I tell you what, people have made a lot of money on piggybacking off what's already...
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to piggyback on this Go-Gurt craze.
Right.
Well, I want to come out and take a look at it, too. Is it still working?
They're still working. They're still plugged up. We have what we call a glycol system. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Well, feel free to come by.
Well, get your glycols going, and I'm going to come out there, and I want a vanilla chocolate swirl, and we'll negotiate.
I don't have any yogurt in the shop, but I can get them running for you, but I don't have any yogurt. Unless you can bring me some yogurt if you have any. And we can
I'm going to get some yogurt. You're going to hear about me all over town.
Okay.
You don't know about this Go-Gurt stuff? It's going crazy. Pizza Pockets or something. It's big.
I'm going to get on the internet tonight and look it up.
Get on the internet, because I'll tell you something. I mean, you might want to keep your machine. No offense, I realize you work for TCBY, but they're not the only yogurt people in the business.
Right.
I'm not sure if you really know the yogurt game.
Well, actually, I got out of the yogurt game. That's why I'm trying to sell the machines. I only deal with ice cream now.
Ice cream is a whole nother son of a bitch. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Right.
Night and day. Look, the kind of people that are going to buy yogurt, right? You got your health freaks, your alternative types,
right.
your adventure hippies. But people that are coming for ice cream, as you know, are mostly like heavy set people. Very
right.
depressed individuals.
Right, right.
You know, so it's a completely different market.
Right.
These damn kids are sucking these tubes of Go-Gurt down like it's a Capri Sun or some shit. I'm not messing around.
Right.
Look.
When can I see you? When can you bring some of your...
You're out at Southland, huh?
I'm at Southland Mall. We open...
I'll come in and take a look at it. I'm going to bring a few of my tubes, too.
Bring them.
Go-Gurt.
When are you going to come out?
Sometime this week. I'm a very, very busy man. Big businessman around town.
I understand. What else are you into, sir?
Well, I'm into all kinds of things. I'm into collecting stuff. I make up most of my money selling videotapes. Video archive 80s television shows on a beta format.
Okay, you making a lot of money doing that?
Hell yes.
That's good.
I just sold a collection of every single episode of Simon and Simon for $4,500.
Oh, that's lucrative.
I'll tell you something, there's a hell of a lot of money out there in that world, and it's people like us that need to go out and grab it.
You're right.
Like
You're
Dave
right.
Thomas from Wendy's. He's a big
right.
inspiration to me.
Right.
The Frosty, for instance. The Frosty, you're familiar with the chocolate
with the
frozen treat?
Right.
That's
yeah.
his brainchild.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true. Ray Kroc had that shamrock shake, but that's only a seasonal item.
Right.
Get a Frosty any day of the year.
Right. Okay.
See, that man has a head on his shoulders.
Right.
I know all about business.
Have you by any chance read this book called Rich Dads, Poor Dads?
No, I haven't.
It's a good book. It's an inspirational book. If I try to tell you, I wouldn't sum it up right. If you get a chance and you're out looking for books, Rich Dad, poor dad.
Well, we'll trade, because I'll bring you a book I think you ought to read. You're familiar with the actor Jamie Farr, right, from MASH?
Right, right.
Yeah, well, he has an autobiography called Just Farr a Laugh.
Okay.
And it's intense. Very inspirational.
Well, what's the name of it again?
Just Farr a Laugh.
Just Farr a Laugh?
Yeah. There's about 6 chapters all about his character, Klinger. You know, the cross-dressing Middle Eastern character?
Right.
Yeah, and that really fucked him up. Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I hope to hear from you. Just give me a call before you arrive, and I get the machines prepped up before you get here.
We'll talk turkey.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Goodbye.